David Lobkowski portrayed the events of his lifetime with the purpose of bearing witness to history. His art is a visual diary. Much of David Lobkowski's work acts as a synecdoche for the human toll of hatred, racism, and anti-Semitism. His art shares the story of his own experiences and that of his beloved Jewish community of Vilna. By depicting life before, during, and after the Holocaust, Lobkowski's art creates a lens to better understand the past and as a guide for the future. This exhibit was created in order to build a bridge from the past to the present, to begin conversations, to foster compassion and empathy, and to understand the connectivity of history to the world today. David Lobkowski speaks for those who were silenced. His visual diary and depictions of the atrocities committed by the Nazis and their local collaborators share the spectrum of human experience, from joy to pain, from trauma to resilience. This exhibition follows Lobkowski's life in four phases. Beginning with his youth in Vilna, his work depicts the community of his childhood. He captures the everyday life of the people from his past. The exhibit continues with Lobkowski's imprisonment in the Soviet Gulag. He shares the trauma he experienced within the dehumanizing Gulag system. Upon his release, Lobkowski returned to the remnants of his beloved Jewish community of Vilna after the Holocaust. He depicts the physical destruction of the city and the murder of the community at the hands of the Nazis and the local collaborators. Lastly, we see the resilience of spirit and humanity in his later works while living as a free man in Israel. Throughout the exhibit, there are short video docent tours and interactive components. We hope you take the time to be a part of our community and join the conversation. Lobkowski's work includes oils, gouache, charcoal, and line drawings. He worked with any available material, often painting on burlap. The original works are held in the collection of Barbara Berishman in Los Angeles, United States, with Patricia Flom, Johannesburg, South Africa, and from holdings at the David Lobkowski Museum of Jewish Life in Ramat Gan, Israel.